Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Yes, Stephen Thrill-Hilkins, please tell everyone how Profile This is played.
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. All right, now look, our caller has dropped off, so you three gentlemen will be competing against one another.
Game on.
And today we offer you, let's see, Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence. And finally today, Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Bite me.
Just eat it.
See, the way you say it, it honestly feels like you're insulting me.
I said it that way on purpose.
Okay, I was going to say
it. Suck it. Category is suck it.
Yeah. All right, here's your story. It's kind of terrifying. A 42-year-old Spanish man, he's been unable to ingest any food or liquids for 3 weeks after taking a sip of something at a restaurant. Pablo Gonzalez, 42-year-old businessman, he's been hospitalized since April 12th when he suffered a bizarre accident that has yet to be explained. After eating at a tapas-style restaurant with friends, he ordered a bottle of sparkling mineral water along with a glass of ice and a slice of lemon. Now, he suffered a burning sensation in his mouth mere seconds after taking his first sip of it. His reaction was immediate. He jumped out of his chair and, looking into the glass, saw that the liquid was yellowish. So he took a sip of one of his companion's Coca-Colas, ran to the restaurant's bathroom to rinse out his mouth. Now, he does recall being blinded by the pain, needed the help of his friends just to stand up, and as the symptoms weren't improving, even after drinking other liquids, they finally called an ambulance. The ambulance immediately took this guy to a hospital where doctors could only confirm that he had suffered internal burns and then tried to alleviate the pain with painkillers. They're like, look, there's nothing we can do except to alleviate the pain.
He's still in the hospital.
He's in the hospital at this point. Okay. Let's see. They did a scope of his esophagus and stomach. They were burned and were black. And the only reason his mouth was less affected was because he had quickly rinsed it with water after the first sip of sparkling water. So for almost 15 days after this, this guy was unable to ingest any food or liquids. His stomach's been healing, but doctors say that his esophagus is still badly damaged. And by the way, he took his first sip of water on April 28th, 2 weeks after this whole thing went down. But doctors still can't say if he'll make a full recovery. All right, so that's his story, right? The question is, what did he end up drinking? Was it mineral water? Was it bleach? Was it window cleaner or was it vinegar? So mineral water, bleach, window cleaner, or vinegar.
What was the last one?
Vinegar.
Vinegar.
I mean, I feel like it's too obvious, but when it comes to all of them, the most corrosive one that I can think of has to be bleach. But honestly, you would smell the bleach.
You would think.
You'd smell the bleach. You would smell the vinegar. What were the other two options there, Miles?
Window cleaner and mineral water.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say I'm going to say it was window cleaner.
Window cleaner for Mike. Okay. Ted, I'm going to go vinegar.
Nothing to base this on. Mineral water.
Mineral water. Mineral. Okay. What did this guy drink that basically ruined him? Mineral water, bleach, window cleaner, or vinegar? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category is up by me on profile. This week, we had a guy in Spain. He hasn't been able to eat or drink anything in 3 weeks after taking a sip of something in a restaurant. Guy is still hospitalized. So did he accidentally drink mineral water, bleach, window cleaner, or vinegar?
And that is a question that I pose to you fine gentlemen. We start with our very own Mike Hawk. You went with window cleaner.
No.
Sorry, it was not window cleaner. Miles Montgomery, you went with vinegar.
Damn it.
Also known as vinegar. Beats Ed Smith, I told you it was mineral water, and you said mineral water. And you are correct.
You gotta be kidding.
Dude, they cannot figure it out. They don't know if it's just his body. That's how it responds.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
It burned his insides, man.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right. I shouldn't be laughing. This is sad news.
Oh, damn it, Ted.
What?
Just like when Tinky Winky died.
What a lead-in is this?
You are the master at obituaries, Ted. I want you to read my eulogy if I die early.
I was laughing about something else in my head.
Damn it.
And then I remembered what the first story was.
Oh. Oh.
TV Time brought to you by...
Wow.
Okay, then.
You know what I...
Are you skipping it?
For me, I'll go back to it.
Oh, Jesus. Come on.
Coming up to
us. Let's just get it over with.
Who's dead?
It's like saying, you want the good news or the bad news?
Right.
Give me the bad news. Give me the bad news.
Yeah.
Give me the bad news. Let's just get it over with. I don't want to wait for the bad news.
Now that we know what's there.
I mean, seriously. Right. Now that's why I saved the best bite as the last bite.
I don't
want to
be sad later.
I don't want to save the worst bite for last.
It's like coming into an email from your boss, like, we're going to have a meeting in 2 hours, yeah, and you're not going to be happy.
But in the meantime.
Right. Okay, damn.
Yeah, I'll tell you the bad stuff at the end. I'm going to fire your ass.
You wait till your father gets home. Like, okay.
Well, that was the worst.
Yeah. Actor Jonathan Josh died Sunday night.
Son of a bitch.
All right, this is the guy that played John Redcorn.
King of the Hill.
King of the Hill. Yep. He was also on Parks and Recs, but it is a terribly sad story, right?
No, this is horrible.
It's awful.
It's,
yeah,
horrible.
So yesterday the news came out. I didn't actually talk about it yesterday, but all you read was that his neighbor had shot him.
Yes.
Over an argument. Well, now they were kind of reading into it. It's a lot more than that. He was gay, mm-hmm, right? He was married to his husband. The husband said that basically, like, past January, his childhood home burned down. One of his dogs died in the fire. Years before that, they had dealt
with these neighbors that were yelling homophobic slurs at him and threatened to burn it down. So they didn't know, but they're like, seems like they're connected.
Well, they couldn't pinpoint it, but the guy who said, I'm going to burn your house down, well,
it's a good place to start.
Their yeah. house burned down.
Right, so on Sunday, Jonathan and husband Tristan, they go to check their mail and found, quote, the skull of one of their dogs with its harness placed in clear view.
God, man.
Right. Obviously, they're distraught.
Yeah.
Right, can you imagine? Like,
no.
You think it's them. Right, it's hard to even imagine. And then these a-holes are like, oh, here, we want you to know we did it. So they're yelling, crying. This guy across the street shows up, starts yelling gay slurs again, points a gun at him, opens fire. Tristan says Jonathan pushed him out of the way to save his own life, but obviously he was struck several times, dies at the scene.
Dear God.
Yeah. So, I mean, just awful. The suspect, the neighbor, he's booked on a murder charge. I would have to think that's a pretty simple murder one charge.
Yeah.
I would say that's premeditated.
Burn him at the stake.
Yeah. Well, the guy told the cops he did it.
Good.
Correct.
I mean, before he even got the car. So right there, I mean, why waste everyone's money?
Right.
Why, I don't care.
Let's not have a court case.
Just expedite the process a little bit.
Put him in the chair.
Expedite it. Just get him in there. He already said what he did.
Just put him in the chair.
Jesus.
Yeah, and Miles is right. The guy's like, yeah, I did it. It's obviously premeditated. You thought about it. You've already been harassing these guys forever.
Because they said the couple had reached out to the authorities before because of this guy. To say, look, man, he's making threats. So this was not new. Right. This is just something that this guy did all the time to antagonize him and finally just shot this guy.
Yeah, I mean, I would say on a much lesser level, right? Like, I'm sure everybody in here, I don't know. Like, I remember as a kid, there was a house across the street, right, that was always rented out by students.
All right.
So, you know, it's summertime, and this one guy kept coming over, and he kept complaining, right? The dog, you know, the dog's outside, the dog barks.
But, so the renter's complaining to you guys.
Correct. So finally, my dad just says to him one time, like, he's just annoyed. And he's like, well, he's a dog. Well, he's outside. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not 24 hours. The guy's like, well, I'm studying. He's like, well, you must be stupid. Why are you studying in the summertime? But you could see the look in this kid's eye, right? Wow. Good line.
He probably thought,
that's a great line.
This guy might be right.
Right? Good line out of my dad. Yeah. But you could see it in this guy's eye. He is really pissed. So, I mean, next day, we're out there. Tigger's running around. He's barking or whatever. Here comes this guy. And just like you expected, he punched my dad.
Oh!
Yeah.
He punched your dad?
Oh, yeah. In the driveway.
For nothing.
Right, you know, the dog's barking. It's like, the dog's not out 24 hours a day.
Oh, my
chill
God.
Out, right? And it's like, look, it's a busy street. It's a Scottish Terrier. He's going to bark at some stuff. So, but anyhow, you could tell it was coming once my dad hit him with that.
I didn't see that coming.
We, back when my band...
So that's my point. If you have issues with neighbors, sometimes, like, I could see that as a kid coming. I was, like, not shocked. They went to court and everything, and the dude got, you know, like, a day or two in jail, but...
We, my band used to play, man. We'd practice, and it was in a row home in Baltimore, and this lady came over one day. She's about our age, but she came over. She looked tired. She looked irritated. Look, we know it's loud, right? But, like, she is pissed. But it was the same thing where she's like, look, I'm studying. And I can't remember if it was to be a nurse or a doctor, but it was the medical field. But we're young. You know what I mean? So we kind of go back and forth with a little bit. Like, look, we got to practice. This is how we make money, right? So we got to practice. There's no way to do it quiet. But I'm trying to goddamn study. You guys do it at night. At the end of this, she would come to our practice and study at practice. And somehow, and she had been this really cool chick. But she explained, she's like, it's very annoying to listen to you on the other side of the wall. Because it's mostly just drums, a little bit of bass. But to sit here and listen to you guys.
Sound.
Yeah. I mean, but she would come and spread out all of her books. And I mean, we're rocking out in there, man. And it smells like, dude, it is hot and it's sweaty. And this girl would just study and look calm. I mean, like, and you could see her concentrate. It'd blow her mind. You know, we're screeching through the microphones and all that. She never looked up, man.
Well, that's what's annoying about when a car goes by with loud bass is that you can't hear the song, right? All you hear is the bass. So you're like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
Now, if you're in the car, you're like, Jesus, man, the song hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, the plastic in the back of the trunk is just vibrating.
Let's see. All right. These are a list of celebrities that were unfairly canceled or mistreated by the public.
Okay.
First one's an easy one. Rebecca Black. She was 13. Trying to be famous when she put out that song, the horrible song, Friday.
She got famous, all right.
You're right. She was 13.
I think, like they say here, in retrospect, she was 13.
Right.
And everybody's just like, this is the worst song ever made.
It is in retrospect. But to be fair, it was the worst song ever made.
Okay.
The girl on the plane. She's like the Cars for Kids.
The girl on the plane. Who was singing into the PA system on the airplane.
Yeah, she was like 13.
Okay, same age. She chose to do that. And if people say she sucked or that was the most annoying thing ever, she's going to have to read those comments.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
This girl has no talent. How annoying. If I were parents, I would disown her. Whatever she's reading. Okay?
It's like, none of it was positive.
She's 13.
Yeah.
That's not okay. But.
But she's. That's one flight. We don't know that girl's name.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like Rebecca Black for years had to read how horrible she is.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think that's the difference. You know what I mean? It's one thing. And look, I agree with you. Like Thrill and I went back, well, in a good way, back and forth talking about it. If that kid had been 5 or 6,
you
I go.
Let it go.
All right. But when you saw how old she was, and also, it's not on her.
Bitch, sit down.
Why did they give her the intercom? Okay.
That's the part I truly do not. It's one thing if a kid pipes up and decides to sing. I've heard that a million times. But the last thing you do is the flight attendant. You know, everyone's been trapped on this plane for 2 hours on the tarmac, mind you.
Which is hell.
There's no air conditioning. We can't open the doors. We have no beverage service. You know what'll cheer everyone up? Let's give this little zitty girl a microphone to sing some crap.
Let it go. Baby Shark, the Fox song.
She sang for 45
minutes. 45
minutes.
Okay. But all those songs, they've come out. You listen to Rebecca Black now.
Yeah.
It's not nearly as agitating. It's not really, it doesn't bother me as much. Like you and Baby Shark,
but she was the tip of the spear,
just,
man.
I know, but
more garbage has come out. Like she opened the door.
That's
for
what
garbage,
I'm saying.
And she might have the best garbage of the garbage that came out. But at the time, you were the only garbage in town.
Right, and when it first came out, honestly, you could tell she was young. I don't know that we all knew she was 13.
No.
So it was just like, oh my God, why would you release this?
Sounds like a William Hung.
Sinead O'Connor. She never really recovered after that SNL where she tore up a picture of Pope John Paul II. This was in 92, right? She did this in protest of the Catholic Church and the child abuse.
Right.
Now, when she did this in 92, unfortunately, we had no idea how bad these scandals and child abuse
was. It wasn't public.
She was right.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But obviously, being Irish and doing that live on SNL, she basically never got her career back.
Nope.
But, like, everybody's like, she had a very good point.
She was trying to tell you something.
Right. I mean, this one, people go round and round. Janet Jackson, the wardrobe malfunction.
But how did she get canceled?
She didn't get, she caught a lot of blowback.
She got a lot of heat.
And there was like a couple years where it was like, nobody would touch her. They wouldn't give her a tour.
They pulled her music off of radio.
No, I know, but it was so
weird
to me.
But here's the big issue is that Timberlake faced none of it.
No.
He's the guy that pulled it open.
I think they were so stunned by her nipple.
Right.
Just the look of it. That's all. Just like, wow, look at that thing.
But I could never wrap my head around
that. Is that pierced?
If I walk downtown and I rip open a woman's shirt, right, and her boobs are exposed, I can't imagine the cops telling me, hey, you go home and then take her ass to jail. Because that's basically what happened. Like, he ripped her shirt open.
I still want to know the whole story. I don't think we've ever heard it.
No.
Like, he should have gotten heat, too. But I still think the both of them were like, let's show the nipple.
I'm about to say, I think this was premeditated.
Yeah,
she wearing a pasty.
Why else would he be? No, she wasn't.
Oh, okay.
It was a weird piercing.
Trust me, I looked at that picture.
It's why we have TiVo.
Yes!
Because everybody was like, oh, my God, did that just happen?
Why do we have Google Images? J-Lo's green dress, the Grammys or something back in like two. But all of these people were trying to find this picture the next day. So the guys at Google were like, you know what? What if we make images available? That's it. TNA sells, man.
Mike, you wouldn't remember this one. I remember it. This one's horrible. It was Richard Jewell.
Richard Jewell. Why do I know that name?
1996 Atlanta Olympics. There's a bomb.
Oh, God, yeah.
The FBI treated him as a suspect. Basically, the media and public, everybody ran with it. And like everybody just, they were like, he's got to be the guy and this and that.
Right.
He was not.
At all.
He was a security guard they hired for like the day.
Clint Eastwood made a movie about this guy.
Yeah.
Did he? All
right. Right. Because he was supposedly, you know, he had set the bomb, but then he was the whistleblower to kind of have his 5 minutes of fame as the hero who stopped the bombing of the Olympics.
Yeah, but in real life, he prevented a bombing at the Olympics.
He found the damn
got
thing.
He did not want to be a celebrity.
No.
No.
Right. He passed away back in 07 at 44 for complications related to diabetes.
Dang.
Which I would also say at 44, somebody who's 44, go to your doctor. Some of you got diabetes and you don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. Sorry. And then.
Fat asses.
I can smell it.
Mike,
I can
skinny
smell
people
it on
get
you.
Diabetes
That's a fact.
As well.
That's a fact.
But I'm just saying, like, if he died from it, I'm willing to bet he didn't. He might not have known. I could be wrong. He might have been type 1.
I could just see you walking down the street. You got diabetes. You need to get checked out.
Go to your doctor.
I'm going to the Mariners game, but you'll be good.
What's wrong with you?
I mean, I was pre-diabetic, but I had to change some things to get out of that zone. Let's see. I mentioned it yesterday. It's a very niche sport, but college baseball is just great. This weekend, you'll have Super Regionals coming up. You want to check that out. America's Got Talent is back. These are the auditions. So turn on NBC at 8 p.m. tonight if you want to see some wild and wacky stuff.
Thank you, Tell. We appreciate it. Headlines are coming up. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Idaho declares an emergency, now dangling in the judge's hands.
To caress and cup with love.
God. Meanwhile, a Florida man steals pool floats, including a banana, lobster, duck, french fries,
and a dove.
Man intentionally causes head-on collision trying to kill his wife. A trapped dog down in a mine shaft is lucky to still have a life. And a guy who robbed a gas station in roller skates is still being made fun of. And it's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We go to Florida where we get some closure. For years, the case has been open involving a man that was found by police with a large white bag on a bicycle. Inside of the bag, authorities found several deflated pool inflatables and immediately knew that they had found a man that they'd been on the lookout for. It seems that our boy had made a habit of going around the local neighborhoods, sneaking into their pools, sometimes forcing entry into them, and stealing the inflatables, including a shack lounge chair, a duck float, lobster float, french fries float, pizza float, turtle float, whale float, banana float, elephant float, watermelon float, and even a bacon strip float.
I'll put my penis in that watermelon. Mm. I'm just gonna have all the floats. That's the one.
Hey, girl.
But the more disturbing thing is why he was stealing them. And Steve, you hit it right there. Yeah. Admitting that he uses them to sexually gratify himself.
Mm. When do you discover that that's your go-to?
He said that it was preventative from him doing something worse.
I bet it's okay. I don't even think what he does is bad. It's just weird.
Is it illegal?
No.
He's stealing the floats is
he's
the problem.
He's stealing them.
He okay. won't just buy them. He's going to, like, correct. You find this guy in your backyard, he's stealing your pool floats, and then you find out later it's so he can have sex with
right. him. Right, and he basically told the police that I'm violating these so I don't violate a person.
Yeah.
Ugh. Or he might
that's even
be,
worse.
Might yeah. want to be VP one day. I bet that's a hell of a noise. Like,
what are you doing, Gary?
Jeez, a whiz, man.
Like, does he blow them up first, or?
Well, it's a problem.
I don't know.
Does he carry them when they're inflated? Because he has to deflate them to get them right. in his bag. You take your time, you just knife
is
it.
That, is know? That basically like making up for him as he blows them up?
I think he's got to blow them up because no one wants like soggy bacon. If you're going to go at it with bacon,
yeah.
you want it to be nice and firm and crisp.
But then like, does he have to like fold them or like, does he?
You got them all in that bag.
But why do you need so many? Like, you would have never been caught if you didn't just steal them out of people. Like,
you play the field, bro.
He had 70 different unique items
yes,
in his home.
73.
When they went in there to bust him.
That's his version of a harem.
I would want to know what his favorite was. What was your favorite?
I would have to ask.
Who was the best?
Probably the duck.
He's just
Shaquille O'Neal.
Does he cut a hole in him, you think? Blow him up and then
No. He's blowing these up. He's got a headache all the time. You're going to the pool with your kids, man. Next thing you know, 10 minutes, you got a headache.
I can't do this anymore, honey. You got to help me out. Seriously, I'm getting a headache, man. Leave my headache.
He's just pleaded guilty to the burglary spree and will face his probationary sentence. So that's the whole thing, is that he pled guilty to the burglaries, and he's just on probation for right now. In other news, over in Pennsylvania, local authorities are asking for the public's help. Images were released of a thief that robbed a convenience store, brandishing a knife and a handgun and threatening to shoot the clerk if they didn't give him all the money in the register. The crook was given his money and he made his clever getaway using the rollerblades that he was wearing at the time of the robbery. And while it may look silly, it freaking worked, and the man is still at large. They're asking anyone with information to come forward. The number of times that we've had somebody to use a getaway car that was way too descriptive, they tried to jump into a cop car and steal that to get away with. Rollerblades is just not that dumb when you think about it. He stole money out of a cash register. He's just wearing a hoodie with a mask on, peels the mask, and now he's just rollerblading down the damn road.
But they didn't catch him.
Right. Like,
they also didn't catch a guy yesterday that escaped on a tractor.
Exactly.
From a prison.
That's right. That's right. Sometimes couple fights, but others take it to a ridiculous level, such as the case in North Carolina. Police arrived on the scene of a head-on collision between a Honda SUV and a Toyota sedan, finding out that it wasn't quite an accident. The driver of the SUV told police that the Toyota had swerved into them while they were driving down the road and went on to check on the passengers of the car. He told police that the man driving the Toyota was quite chatty following the accident, admitting, quote, "Oh, that's not an accident. I was trying to kill my wife and myself.
Jesus.
We were fighting each other. We were trying to kill each other. We're definitely going to the psych ward." The four people involved in the accident were taken to the hospital for serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The Toyota driver was also taken to jail and faces several charges.
Good.
But not the psych ward.
Yeah, that might come later. You never know.
What are you in for? Tried to kill my wife in a head-on collision. Brought you in.
I bet that was not her.
Pool noodles.
Probably not her decision.
No, just get a divorce, guys. Yeah. It's not my favorite thing in the world, but you know, in lieu of killing each other, let's just get a divorce. Mm-hmm. Just call it good. But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Down to Australia, where camaraderie saves lives. A Labrador by the name of Ted wandered away from home along, nice. along with a neighbor's Labradoodle Penny.
Ted Penny.
Are Ted Penny going to be there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That sounds like a fun couple, though.
It's nice, right?
I mean, seriously.
Oh,
she's definitely bringing dessert.
We got Ted and Penny coming.
Yeah.
You're damn right she's bringing dessert.
Yeah.
It's going to be some sort of like a five-layer cake or
something
dessert.
Something weird. Something like out of a Betty Crocker cookbook.
Damn right.
Yeah. Penny doesn't drink a lot, but you get a couple drinks there. She's hilarious.
She laughs and laughs.
She's into yoga. Different one for Ted, but anyhow.
Hey, you know what? Well, you know what? He lets her go and do the yoga. Ted, you know, stays and watches the game. The pair trekked through the woods until the fateful moment that Ted found himself stuck at the bottom of a 26-foot mine shaft.
Oh.
Luckily, Penny stayed close behind, close by until people noticed the dog and put two and two together. Rescue authorities were called, and they were able to safely extract Ted up and out of the shaft to be returned to his owners and Penny to hers.
Damn right.
The mine shaft was patched up to prevent any future incidents. Old Ted and Penny.
Yeah. Not from the shaft on to Idaho.
Power couple.
Damn it.
Oh, you had to be done with him.
I got to be done with that one. Okay, you know what? If you wanted to know, I didn't get to it because I went to the good news, but Idaho has put in an emergency ordinance that they're calling. I don't know if I can even say it on the air, Miles.
Chicken.
The truck nuts bill.
Yeah.
No more truck nuts?
No more truck nuts.
Because it's disturbing the children, Ted.
Yeah, I'm sure they're not pointing
them. There's a lot of things in Idaho disturbing the children. Ignore the burning cross, kids. Right. Look at these truck nuts.
Look at those. My Jesus. God.
Come on.
Golly.
I get it. They're unsightly, but don't blame the kids. Wow. They're laughing at it.
Wow. The kids are not disturbed. It's hilarious.
Right.
Adults are disturbed by truck nuts. Kids think it's the greatest thing on earth.
The kids are disturbed. The ones that are drawing penises on the bathroom door.
Yes.
Come on, man.
Get with the times, Idaho.
Good job, Idaho.
Children love truck nuts.
You should be scared about the people. Not the truck.
Children love
truck. Yes, they do.
Sounds like a breakfast cereal.
That's a...
And children love truck nuts. Too bad you can't tie them up.
They're just little. They look like Lucky Charms.
If you had a
when you put them in the cold milk, they get smaller.
Sugar blasted.
If you had a rat tail, you can tie them up behind your head.
The truck nuts beret.
They turn the milk pink.
Oh, God.
Men's Room Sports. You've got Storm basketball on tonight on ESPN. Baseball over on TBS. But only if you're not interested in the star-studded showdown about to take place over on Root Sports and at T-Mobile Park. It's the lame-ass Baltimore Orioles are in town taking on your Seattle Mariners for a three-game series starting tonight. Have a look for Steve and myself. Buy us a beer if you find us there. As far as your weather.
Sounds like how you do that. Buy us a beer.
Buy a Men's Room IPA.
Hell yeah,
dude. That's what you want.
And then give it to us.
That's it. As far as your weather, we do have some clouds moving into tonight to bring things down to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, we expect some sunshine in the afternoon with a high right around 70. That's it for headlines with that, Mike Hawkins.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less. The lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.